Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How does the way you think influence the music you choose to listen to? Scientists at Cambridge University have developed a test that marries up a person's personality traits, including how empathic they are and how systematically they think, with the tunes most likely to resonate with them. Tom Crawford went to see the lead researcher David Greenberg to discover what the test revealed about his own musical tastes.
The measure of empathy is called the empathy quotient, and it's a 60-item measure that asks about how you interact in your daily life and your care for others, how you perceive emotion and react to emotion and thoughts of others. Another dimension is called systemizing. And systemizing is the drive to construct, analyze, and look at the rules that govern different aspects of the world. Tom, on the empathy quotient, you scored a 56, and the average male scores around a 38, so you were slightly above average on empathizing. On systemizing, you scored very high, so your score was a 95, and the average male usually scores a 68.
Okay, so that makes sense, I guess. I do maths, I do see patterns in things, and so this is sort of reflecting what I would have thought how my brain worked.
It's not too surprising, because previous research has shown that males tend to score higher than females on systemizing, and mathematicians score higher on systemizing than other, for example, students who may be studying humanities.
And then once you've worked out how someone thinks, then how did you then try and find out their musical preferences? Did you ask them perhaps, you know, like, here's a list of band names, who do you like?
No, so that's been done previously where participants would just list how much they like a genre. But the problem with genres is that they're so vast. If you take the rock genre in general, you have heavy metal and punk, and you have bands like Metallica, but also in the rock genre, you have Jeff Buckley or Joni Mitchell. And so there's a vast of difference. So we thought a more accurate way of doing it could be to just administer pieces of music to the participants, have them listen, and then to indicate how much they liked each piece of music.
And so what did you find then? Once these participants have done this questionnaire, you've worked out how they think. How did this affect their music choices?
What we found quite consistently over several studies was that empathizers, in terms of the style of music that they liked, they were preferring music that was mellow and was from R&B, adult contemporary, and soft rock genres, whereas systemizers were preferring music that was more intense and that was from the punk, heavy metal genres.
So what do I like? What did you find out about me?
You scored, for example, with mellow music or unpretentious styles, which is from the folk genres, or music that's from classical or jazz. You scored average on those preference dimensions, but you scored the highest on intense music. So musical excerpts that were from the punk, heavy metal, and hard rock genres, those were your favorite by far.
So that was my favorite one that I listened to yesterday. I feel like I've been the perfect test student here. We've just been discussing exactly what type of music a systemizer should like. Yeah. And we're just looking at my results here, and I've nailed it, to be honest. And are there any applications for this beyond just, you know, figuring out which music people should and shouldn't like?
A lot of research, and there's volumes of it, have shown that music can be effective in music therapies. So, for example, in terms of social skills or emotion recognition, we could use these results as a way of, say, teaching emotion recognition to children through music.
Based on my test results, play me the song that I should absolutely, like, I should leave the room. I should like dislike it this much. Yeah, not liking that.
No.
That's just so depressing. I'm just not buying it.
But that's the great thing about the study, is that there's really no right or wrong. It's just that people like different things, and that you can actually say that music is a mirror of the self in a way. It's a reflective of who we are, and that our musical choices are a link of an expression of our mind, our personalities, and the way we interact with the world.
David Greenberg from Cambridge University, and his work was published this week in PLOS ONE.